This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today, we are going to dive into an exploration of how overcoming obstacles in nature can serve as a metaphor for life and the way in which your body needs stressors to stay on its game. And in nature, we find countless instances of resilience and adaptation. From the persistent tree that grows around a boulder to the river that carves its way through the mountains, nature is a masterclass in overcoming adversity. These natural phenomena mirror our challenges in our life, through mental health struggles, relationship issues, or financial hurdles. Consider a storm. It's a powerful force that brings wind, rain, and sometimes destruction. Yet, even in its wake, life rebounds. In this context, the storm can represent the personal crises we face. They may leave us feeling battered and bruised, but like nature, we possess the innate ability to recover, rebuild, and grow stronger from these experiences. Or take the example of a seedling sprouting through a crack in concrete. It's a testament to the power of persistence and determination, reminding us that even when circumstances seem impossible, there's always a way forward. This mirrors our struggles in life, teaching us that no matter how daunting our obstacles are, we can push through with steadfast resolve and unwavering determination. As we navigate these challenges, let's take inspiration from American cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead's words. We are continually faced with great opportunities, which are brilliantly disguised as unsolvable problems. And I think that's a great quote, because a brilliantly disguised unsolvable problem is also one of the greatest opportunities for us to learn about ourselves and grow and move ourselves forward where we need to be. And I think that fits in the frontline freedom perfectly. You know, when you're out in nature and you're kind of taking it all in, things will come up, you know, whether it be weather moving in or, you know, just like some equipment failure or you forgot something, you've got to find a way through it. And that's kind of what we learn to do out there, is learn to trust ourselves and what we've been trained and able to do. And that really mirrors our day-to-day life. Each obstacle presents an opportunity for growth and transformation if we choose to see it that way. It's important to remember that overcoming obstacles is not about avoiding them, but learning to weather them. Just as the sailor knows to ride the waves, we too must learn to navigate the storms of life, using them as a catalyst for our own personal growth and development. We can draw strength from the resilience of nature, reminding ourselves that just as the seasons change, so too will our circumstances. The winter of our discontent will eventually give way to the spring of new beginnings. That is the essence of frontline freedom, facing the obstacle head on, growing, and learning from it. And finally, coming out on the other side, more robust and resilient than before. When we founded Frontline Freedom, Josh and I discussed some of our more challenging hikes. We recalled climbing seemingly vertical trails, braving some of the worst weather imaginable, and coming out on the other side to a nice hot meal at Chipotle. We used to marvel at how life on the trails mirrored our personal lives. Our challenges and obstacles were often daunting, but with determination, perseverance, and a bit of help from our friends, we always found a way through. You were built for more than your office. You were made to do hard things. Now, research suggests that a certain level of physical stress enhances our productivity. And it's kind of an intriguing concept, because the idea is that pushing our bodies within their capabilities can stimulate physical strength, mental acuity, and overall performance. There's a study that examined how exposure to physical stressors such as exercise or working at different temperatures impacted performance. And interestingly, it found that when managed correctly, these stressors could lead to improved productivity, because this is due to the body's ability to adapt to response to the stress, which can also enhance resiliency and efficiency. So it's essential to clarify what we mean by physical stress, because we're not talking about pushing yourself to the point of exhaustion. Instead, it's about introducing manageable challenges into your routine, like a brisk walk during lunch break, or alternating between sitting and standing at work, or spending a weekend with Frontline Freedom. That seems like probably the best idea. These actions increase physical stress, which our bodies respond to by becoming a more robust and more efficient over time. And this can lead to increased energy levels, improved focus, and ultimately an enhanced productivity. So how you incorporate this into your daily routine? So if you're starting from zero, which some people are, you know, they have different programs out there that are like couch to 5K, but a lot of times what you're going to find is it's starting small. So consider adding a quick workout to your morning routine or taking a short active break through the day, just walking around the cubicle, whatever it is. But remember, your goal is not to overwhelm yourself, but to stimulate your body's adaptive response to stress. As you integrate these practices into your routine, pay close attention to your body's signals. It's essential to balance pushing your limits and respecting boundaries. So as we conclude today's episode, I hope that you kind of take that minute to think about what it's like to be in nature and the kind of the lessons that you can learn. Because like the oak tree that stands against the wind, we can stand firm against life adversaries. So take these lessons from nature and apply them to our lives. Face challenges with courage, resilience, and optimism, knowing that every obstacle is a stepping stone towards growth. As always, please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.